Time to talk to the Heart and Stroke Foundation. Sean Asani is on the line, and we are talking about the obesity in children. Sean Asani, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Wayne. Thank you for having me. How are you?
Pleasure. It's always good. Thank you. And it's a great Tuesday. And Sean Asani, getting ready to chat. Our topic today, overweight among children. What is the prevalence of overweightness among South African children?
According to the National Food and Nutrition Security Survey study that was done in 2023, they found that 23% of all children under the age of 5 are overweight. So being overweight is a sign of malnutrition. And in addition, approximately 31.3% of girls and 10% of boys aged 15 to 19, they are overweight or obesity. So if we move to worldwide on the stats of obesity, they found that 37 million children under the age of 5 are overweight. So, and also according to the World Health Organization, they found that 70% of these obese kids, they will become obese when they are adults. And also they estimated that preventing or reducing the prevalence of childhood obesity, we need to take care of these children as well as promote a lot of things for them, like physical activity, healthy eating. And also, if active South African children remain active into childhood, it will also likely to impact the prevalence of chronic disease like heart disease, diabetes, in at least a portion of South African adults.
And what causes children to become overweight or obese?
Usually when it comes to children, what causes overweight and obesity is that it's caused usually by the imbalance between energy intake, which means what they eat, and the energy expenditure, which means how they use that the energy that they've eaten, for example, physical activity. So, for example, the combination of eating too much food or the wrong types of food and lack of physical activity, it can lead to childhood obesity.
And factors, what are the factors that contribute to overweight and obesity in children?
And there are viral factors that can contribute to obesity and overweight in children. This can include a school environment and home environment, where, for example, unhealthy food choices in tuck shop and vending machines, as well as in home where we have access to unhealthy snacks. Because when we have unhealthy snack, more exposed to children, they will tend to choose those unhealthy snacks when you compare with healthier food. And also the other thing that can cause it is restaurants or takeaway, where you find that the family members or parents, they usually buy unhealthy food options which are very high in fat, which can lead to overweight, because fat food, they are very high in energy. There is also other things that causes contribute to overweight. It includes a lack of access to safe areas for physical activity, a lack of or inadequate nutrition and physical education in some schools, as well as increased sedentary activities by children. So this means that we as parents, sometimes we can enable the children to be more or to be less physical activity by promoting them to have sit around and just watch TV or play the games on their phone the whole day, which at the end will reduce their physical activity, promoting weight gain if they are not utilizing the energy they are eating.
Right. And what are the health concerns for overweight and obese children?
Obesity is a medical multifactorial disorder. It can be associated with many other significant behavioral diseases, such as diabetes, high blood pressure, cardiovascular disease, which include heart disease, as well as strokes. It can also lead to osteoarthritis, sleep apnea, as well as certain cancers. So the psychosocial difficulties that come with obesity also includes discrimination, and also these children can tend to have a negative self-image, because they will be looking at themselves that they are usually bigger with body weight when you compare with their other age group, finding them to be a little bit thinner. They can also lead to decreased socializations, because they feel like they don't belong to certain people because they are looking very different from the other age group, which at the end of the day, it will also cause the children to look at themselves in a negative way, because they will be not be able to play as well as to associate themselves with the other children of the same age group because they look very different from them.
Right, right. And Shonisani, what role do parents and the school play in creating a healthier nutritional environment?
Parents and school plays a lot of role when it comes to promoting healthier nutrition environment because these kids, they spend most of their time in school as well as in home. So we need to be able to balance the eat-all environment. So when it comes to parents, they have to teach their children the principle of healthy eating. It will help these children to start making healthier dietary choices for themselves as they grow. And we need to also explain why vegetables and fruits, they are important for us to consume every day. And why snacks that are very high in sugar and salt as well as fat, they are not healthier for us. The other thing as well, we need to lead by example because children learn from what we do as parents. For example, when you start smoking by not smoking or eating unhealthier food in front of the kids, we also need to start eating healthier, enjoying fruits and vegetables, and also doing regular physical activity because once we start doing these things, the children will also want to take part in it. And also as they see the benefit of healthier eating and physical activity, it will also motivate them to start also eating healthy. We can also try to involve children in shopping, meal planning as well as cooking because children would love to eat something that they have prepared themselves. And also we need to make sure that we always have healthier snacks available in the cupboards and less of unhealthier snacks because this will give children to be able to pick healthier snacks that are widely available at home. So when it comes to school, the school can play a part by having a nutrition policy that guides school food availability in tuck shops and vending machine, where they can ask the people that are running the tuck shop to keep healthier options. Because when there's healthier options, children will be then have to choose those options that are available and also try to limit the availability of unhealthy snack. We also need to have a guideline of a person who's selling at the school and which food to buy, and also have a plenty of healthier day once in a week where we can ask the kids to bring healthier lunchbox or bring any fruit, as well as the educators need to be role model for this kid and also encourage parents to bring healthier snacks as well as healthier lunchboxes to schools.
Right. And then Shonisani, if you can comment on some common nutritional trends like fast foods, tuck shops purchasing and fruit and vegetable intakes in kids.
When it comes to some nutritional trends, the most one is the fruit and veg intake in kids because South African children report eating a combined intake of just over 2 servings of fruits and vegetables with less than 1 serving of fruit per day. So children from poor backgrounds, usually, they are more stunted as well as wasted and had a lower intake of fruits and vegetables when you compare with those that are well-nourished. There is also, when it comes to food, a survey showed that nearly 30% of those interviewed children, they consumed food between 2 to 3 times per week of fast food, and nearly had eaten 40% had nearly eaten fast food often in a week, which means that more and more people, they are consuming fast food, which overall will also contribute to overweight and obesity. Also, when it comes to tuck shop purchases, nearly 45% of adolescents, they often buy from the tuck shop, with more than 1 in 5 buying sweets and chocolate and crisps because those are the more options that are available in the tuck shop. So if we start teaching the tuck shop to buy healthier option, it will also help these adolescents and children to reduce from buying these chocolate and crispy and sweets because they won't be available in the school premises.
Right. Well, that makes sense. And what type of foods should be limited in a child's diet?
Food that we should limit, it includes sugar-laden drinks, like it can be a cold drink, it can be a concentrated juice or even juices. We need to limit food that are high in fat, as well as snacky snacks like packet chips, chocolate and biscuits, as well as deep-fried takeaways, because this food, if child consume them, it will lead to overweight and obesity, and also it increases the risk of getting diabetes as well as heart disease when they are still younger.
Okay, and on the other side of the coin, what types of food should be encouraged for children to eat?
We should encourage less takeaways and more of a healthier home-based cooked meals, where we can also involve the children in meal preparation just to help them, to promote them to eat those food that they've eaten. We need to also promote whole wheat or brown bread consumption, as well as cereals or porridge or pasta that are brown, because this food, they are high in fiber, and also they contain vitamins and minerals that can help with strengthening their immune system. We also need to promote legumes, lentils, fresh fruit and vegetables, as well as water and low energy drink and low fat dairy drinks, because the low fat dairy drinks, it will help them to get their calcium as well as vitamin D. We can also promote our healthier snacks like popcorns, as well as nuts and seeds. And also with the children, we need to teach them to eat regular meals instead of few large meals, because when they eat few large meals, they will feel sleepy after eating, and they will end up sleeping, not utilizing the energy that they have just consumed, increasing their risk of being obesity. We also need to promote the consumption of fish, because the fish, they contain omega-3, which will help with cognitive development as well as promote brain health.
Right, so that's all tied into the diet. And what is the Heart and Stroke Foundation's key message?
Our key message is that kids should partake in physical activity from as early age as possible, and we also need to promote that they continue to be active for as long as possible, because this helps to promote heart health as well as overall well-being. And we should also instill healthier habits from early age. And also school environment, as well as home environment, it's important for them to ensure that they have healthier food in the school, because healthier food will also promote children to have healthier, promote children to also eat food that are healthier, which will also promote healthier future for our kids. As also as parents and educators, we need to be role model for the kids, because kids, they learn by seeing us doing things that we are saying it's good. And that way, they will be able to adopt those behavior, grow with them, so that they can have a good future where they have less disease and as well as an overall good well-being.
Right, right. And Shonisani, where can the public go for more information? I know the Heart and Stroke Foundation has resource material available.
They can go on our website, the www.heartfoundation.co.za, and call us on 021-422-1586.
Okay, there we go. Shonisani, thank you very, very much. Have a great week and stay healthy, and we'll chat to you again next week, Tuesday.
Thank you so much, Wayne. Thank you to the listeners. Have a good week ahead, and we'll speak again next week.
Cheerio. Then Shonisani Nepalama, nutrition leader at the Heart and Stroke Foundation.